some questions about family life, and especially about our family, because I think that it will inspire others. So I'll just ask some questions, and from your answers, we'll make up the story. You remember you told me once about your experiences in not having a doctor and nurse for the first six children being born. Can you tell me some more of that again? I've lost it.
All to the best of my ability and remembrance. The doctor was with me twice out of the 15 children when the baby was born. Those times were once in the hospital that I just had the intern that was on the floor, and the other time was during the flu epidemic when doctors were very scarce, and the doctor evidently was very much worried. Otherwise, the doctor arrived usually after the baby was fixed up and in a bassinet, and I in my bed or wherever I was going to stay. He sort of depended on the fact that I knew what was going on and I could manage. So out of the 15 births, to my knowledge, the doctor was in the room with me twice, two of them.
Well, you weren't in the hospital until the fifth baby was born, were you?
I wasn't in the hospital until only for the last four. There was one born, the sixth was born in the hospital. But that was because I hadn't been so well and they wanted me to go to the hospital. Then the 11th, 12th, no, the 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th were born in the hospital. Otherwise, they were all born at home.
And even that sixth who was born in the hospital was born in the absence of the doctor and nurse.
In the absence of the doctor and nurse, and that's the one baby that died at 10 months old.
Who was that doctor? Do you remember?
Dr. Charles Hoban.
Oh, the same one?
The same one.
Didn't he stand out in the hallway?
He didn't come in until after the baby was all settled, and I was settled too. He seemed to think that I could manage by myself.
Well, didn't you ask somebody to come in because you figured you knew what time?
Oh, yes. I had asked the head nurse and the intern to come in, but they thought I didn't know what I was talking about. And I explained to them that it was the sixth baby, and I knew what was going on.
Didn't Dad make some remark to one of his friends after the family was all here that they had been raised on half a ton of chopped ice or something like that?
Well, that was my one hobby, eating cracked ice. And when I was pregnant and probably up in my room, upstairs the boys, the older boys then in high school, when they would come home, would chop a glass of ice, and I'd hear the tinkling of the ice coming up the stairs as they came up to see me. Everybody in the house knew when Mother was pregnant because she was always eating ice. So that they were always on ice until they were born. But that was just my peculiar hobby, like some women eat ice cream, and other women like fruit. Other women have some other little idiosyncrasies that they have all the time of their pregnancy.
Well, then Pop didn't force that on you.
Oh, no, nobody forced it. That was just a little idiosyncrasy of my own.
So you don't think that women need very special foods around that time?
No, they now regulate their weight and keep them on diets and regulate them from month to month and have all that prenatal care that we never had. And they have also all that postnatal care that we never had. If a girl now goes to the doctor and she has gained more than just so many pounds that he wants her to, why, she's immediately put on a strict diet and asked to not eat starches or not eat things that are fattening. I never had that. I just lived naturally, normally, and ate all I wanted and whatever I wanted and as much as I wanted. And it never seemed to do me any harm. That's why I think that the prenatal care is fine, but that I think it sometimes carried to extremes.